What are the potential risks or pitfalls that come with answering questions from the negligent party's insurance company?
Dean, this is a real minefield. This is an area that's just fraught with danger. The at-fault company is out there to try to put words in your mouth. They're out there to record you. And if you submit to this recording, they're not going to allow you a copy of it. So it's something that they will use as cloak and dagger. They will use it against you. They'll try to say that it's your fault. They can create all kinds of different backstories. And the terrible part about it is they say this was recorded in anticipation of litigation and therefore covered by attorney-client work product, and you're not entitled to a copy.
Welcome to the 805 Law Group Podcast, your source for an entertaining blend of law and legal community updates. Each week, you'll get crucial insights into family law, personal injury, criminal defense, and estate planning, along with the latest insider information about what's happening in the local legal community and high-profile cases right here on the Central Coast. Now let's get started with your host, the founder of 805 Law Group, attorney Bill Ausman.
Welcome to the 805 Law Group podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Dean Mignola.
And I'm Bill Ausman.
All right, today we're going to go over what you should do when the negligent party's insurance company keeps calling in a personal injury case. So, Bill, this is something that I'm really interested to hear your answers on this. What are the potential risks or pitfalls that come with answering questions from the negligent party's insurance company?
Dean, this is a real minefield. This is an area that's just fraught with danger. The at-fault company is out there to try to put words in your mouth. They're out there to record you. And if you submit to this recording, they're not going to allow you a copy of it. So it's something that they will use as cloak and dagger. They will use it against you. They'll try to say that it's your fault. They can create all kinds of different backstories. And the terrible part about it is they say this was recorded in anticipation of litigation and therefore covered by attorney-client work product, and you're not entitled to a copy.
Wow. So what is the most important information you should avoid disclosing in that kind of conversation?
Well, the best thing, Dean, is not to have that conversation at all. I love it when a client comes to me, says, hey, the insurance company's calling. I haven't returned their call. I want to talk to my lawyer. What should I do? And that's the best situation. I can get the best results for my clients by contacting the insurance company myself. And I know what to say, what not to say. I get the information. And so because this is a minefield and it can really explode on the client, it's really best to have a caring professional that has done this hundreds and hundreds of times so that they can take full advantage of this to maximize your recovery and minimize your liability and the downside of actually answering that phone call.
Okay. So now, are there specific regulations or guidelines that insurance companies have to follow when they're contacting people involved in a claim? And how can you ensure that your rights aren't violated?
Well, the insurance companies do have some internal guidelines, but what they're there for is they're there for their insured. Insurance companies make billions of dollars. Quite often, you'll see that on their quarterly statement where they're making more and more money. And their employees get bigger bonuses the more they can deny your claims. So they're using this phone call to deny your claim, to increase their profits, and minimize what they have to pay out. So it is really good not to return that call. It's really good to talk to counsel, find out what the issues are, and let a professional that can maximize your recovery take care of that and guide you through an area that is just fraught with danger.
All right, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say you pick up the phone rings, you pick it up like we all do, right? And it happens to be the insurance company. What do you say? What do you do?
Well, what I would say is, I'm sorry, but you really need to talk to my lawyer.
Okay. That simple.
That simple. Take their name, take their number, and let your attorney return that phone call, because there are so many problems. Admitting liability, you'll never get a copy of this recording. They will play fast and loose with the facts, and you may not know what the facts are. They may have a copy of the accident report. You don't have a copy of the accident report. There are so many ways that an adjuster who does this day in, day out can play tricks on you and switch the tables and try to get you to say something that they can later use against you to either deny your claim or lower how much is available for your recovery.
That makes sense. Now, you mentioned like recording the conversation, for example. That's definitely a tactic. In your experience, what are some other like common tactics used by the insurance companies during those calls to really kind of box you in?
Yeah. So quite often what they'll do is ask you some questions that are rather leading that suggest a result. So they'll say, so you admit you were in an accident, and they just keep digging and try to turn the tables to try to have you admit liability. There's contributory negligence where you're partially negligent. In California, if the person has a last clear chance to avoid the accident, has a duty to do that. And so the adjuster may try to get you to say that, oh yeah, I saw him, but I didn't brake fast enough. And then they argue, oh, my client shouldn't be held liable because he knew he should have braked and didn't. So there's lots of different ways that adjusters can flip the tables on you and try to get those statements and capture them to be used against you later on.
Okay. Are you enjoying the 805 Law Group podcast so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by hitting that subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. For more information about 805 Law Group, visit our website, 805lawgroup.com. Now, let's get back to the show. We know those insurance companies can be pretty darn persistent. Is there any recourse if a person feels harassed or pressured by constant calls by the insurance companies, for example, and their attorneys?
Absolutely. There's many things you can do. One thing is ask the person not to call you. Just, you have that right. You can block it. Also, you can seek assistance with that. Coming to a really excellent attorney that knows what they're doing, handing that case to them, have them contact that adjuster, have them contact that insurance company to stop those harassing phone calls is a really great way of handling it and getting the maximum results so you can get the maximum payout down the road.
Okay. Have you had experiences, I'm sure you have, where people handled this really well and it really made a difference in their case?
Absolutely. Quite oftentimes when insurance company insists on having our clients give that statement, we'll go through the facts, we'll go through the statements, we'll make sure they understand the pitfalls, and we'll be present while they're giving that statement and to maximize the recovery. In other situations, we'll make that statement for the client rather than have the client make it directly. And both of those situations can really maximize our recovery and avoid those common pitfalls that trip people up very often.
I would think that this means you should really seek legal advice as soon as possible, because that way you don't get tripped up and caught up in some of these issues, right?
Absolutely. Before you talk to any adjuster, whether it's your adjuster or the negligent party's adjuster, contact an attorney. You have rights. There are certain things that are common problems that you may not see, that you may not understand. But when a firm has done hundreds and hundreds of these cases, they understand where those pitfalls are. So if you truly want the most out of this, if you want to be able to recover all your injuries and get compensated for your time, your pain and suffering, get an excellent attorney, get them on your side, get them answering those phone calls and doing the legwork so it's done properly.
All right. And we just happen to know an excellent PI attorney, right?
Absolutely. We've been doing that for over 25 years right here on the Central Coast, Dean, and I'm really proud of my team. They get out there and they fight hard for our clients and they maximize their recovery. And it's near and dear to my heart, Dean. I don't know if you know this, but I almost lost my life in a car accident. right at Dead Man's Curve, where James Dean died. And ever since then, I realized how tough the insurance companies are. Dealing with these adjusters is almost impossible for the layperson. It was difficult for me as a new attorney. And seeing how difficult this was and what an arduous task the insurance company does, it gives me great pride to come along friends and family on the Central Coast and get them an excellent recovery, to get them all they're entitled to. So it is near and dear to my heart, Dean.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the 805 Law Group podcast. If you enjoyed this, you got something out of it, please click the like button, subscribe, or hit the follow button, depending on what profile you're on. And also look for that little notification bell so you'll be alerted when we send out another great episode for you. Any final thoughts there, Bill?
Yes. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to us. Our website is full of tips and tricks and what to do if you are in an accident. We're here to help. If you just need information, we can provide that. So feel free to reach out to us. We're right here on the Central Coast, and we're ready to help.
Excellent. Thanks. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the 805 Law Group podcast. Don't forget to visit our website, 805lawgroup.com/podcast, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or Amazon Music, so you never miss an episode. If you found value in the show, we'd love it if you could rate it on iTunes or even tell your friends. Make sure to join attorney Bill Ausman next week for another informative and entertaining episode. Remember, at 805 Law Group, we're turning law into empowerment, one episode at a time.